talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Really try your next thing you know. There's a test on the counter, next thing you know. She's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat. And the doctor's saying, how you doing there, dad? And nobody's ever called you that. And you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know. Next thing you know. Next thing.
Good morning. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Jordan Davis, Next Thing You Know. And we always play a home theme song, meaning it mentions the word home somewhere in the clip that we play. And as I've mentioned on previous shows, there's quite a few of those songs out there that do mention home. Drinking is number one. I think love is right up there, and home is definitely in the top 5-10 of themes for songs, or at least mentions of home in there. But anyways, the Jordan Davis song, I heard for the first time last week, and the DJ, when the song ended, said, boy, that sounds like my life. And I think that's probably true for a lot of people, if you've caught that song. It even mentions USC, about their kid going off to USC, so that's pretty cool. But in addition to our home theme song, Jordan Davis, Next Thing You Know, you also heard from Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Paige Taylor. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every February, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every October. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be hearing from interior designer Caitlin Irizarry with PRD Custom Homes, and this is part of an occasional series that we have on our radio show called Brilliant Builders and Renovation Sensations, and it's where we go into a little bit more depth with a builder or remodeling contractor. And in this case, Caitlin is an interior designer, one of the partners with PRD Custom Homes, and they have a What's nice about them, no one should try to build a custom home without an interior designer to help with all the selections and so forth. And when you hire PRD Custom Homes to do a large scale remodel project or to build a custom home, you get those interior design services as part of working with PRD Custom Homes and Interiors. So that's pretty cool. We'll also be talking with June Teague with HLG Growers, and she's going to talk about with the hot weather here, what you should be doing with your outdoor space. In addition to plantings, HLG Growers also Specializes in a lot of hardscape projects. Hardscape meaning anything other than plants. Landscape being plants. Hardscape being patios or pavers, that sort of thing. And then also we'll be talking with Matthew Koster with Gotcha Covered of Coastal Charleston, and they are a window treatment company. Window treatments being blind shutters, any type of material that you might be hanging on the inside to cover your windows. And they've got lots of great options there. But we are almost to the point of our new summer issue coming out. So if you haven't picked up the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, you only have a few more days. You can pick it up for free. It's located in just about every home-related showroom within Charleston. So if you have a project going on, you may have seen Charleston Home and Design Magazine when you visited one of the showrooms to make your purchases. And we're winding down our spring issue and looking forward to our summer issue. And we'll be announcing who's on the cover very soon and having a big magazine release party in July. So it's a exciting time here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. But what's of particular interest for our spring issue is we do a big feature on lighting fixtures, and also on bathroom projects here in Charleston. So you have just a little bit of time left to be able to pick up the spring issue, and then our summer issue, which focuses on outdoor living projects here in Charleston, that will be available right near the end of June. And we're looking forward to that. So, all of the folks you hear interviewed on Charleston Home and Design Magazine, you can, or are on Talking About a Home, you can visit our website, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, to see to contact them and all sorts of other great local companies as well. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with interior designer Caitlin Irizarry with PRD Custom Homes and Interiors. And this is part of an occasional series that we have on our radio show Talking About a Home called Brilliant Builders and Renovation Sensations. How are you doing, Caitlin?
I'm great. How are you, Tim?
Good, good. Thanks for asking. Caitlin, take a minute and tell all our listeners about PRD Custom Homes and Interiors.
PRD Custom Homes is a design build firm based off of Johns Island. We service pretty much all of the barrier islands, where most of our clients right now are on Kiowa Island. And we specialize in customizing homes, whether it is building from the ground up or large luxury renovations, full home remodels and additions. And we do everything from design conception all the way through to furnishings. So we kind of cover it all for our clients.
Mm, nice. And that's a little bit different from a typical general contractor that is more into the construction end of things. You're PRD Custom Homes and Interiors, you're covering the construction end, obviously, but then there's the design end of things. And does that mean that a homeowner wouldn't have to hire an interior designer when they're working with PRD Custom Homes and Interiors?
Exactly. We have found a way to combine all of the services. We have three owners at our company. I'm one of them, and I head up the design department. One of our other owners is one of our project managers, and kind of heads up all of the financials. And then our third owner is our general contractor. So we have these three buckets that we're constantly managing. And when a client comes to us, we will help them through the design phase as a separate phase from construction, where they're mostly working with our interior design department. We're touching on construction throughout the process. So I'm able to talk to our contractor and our project managers to make sure that what we're envisioning is actually possible and they're ready to take that project on. And then we phase them into the construction of the project. And by the time we're done with that design phase, we have everything ready to go for construction so that it runs as smoothly and efficiently as possible. And then our designers kind of touch base throughout the construction process, but we kind of pass the baton over to the other side of our business at that point.
Gotcha. Well, I imagine there are two big benefits by PRD Custom Homes and Interiors conducting business that way. And number one, you folks are able to help homeowners get the vision of what they would like in a remodel or in a new construction. Make sure that you deliver what they're looking for by providing those design services. And then secondly, it helps the workflow of the project, right? So you're not, I imagine that that PRD Custom Homes and Interiors never calls the homeowner and says, "Have you picked out your tile? I need it by tomorrow."
That's exactly what we're trying to avoid. Things always pop up in the middle of the construction process. You know, there's always surprises, especially when you're in a renovation or, you know, a remodel or an addition where, you know, you might be opening up some walls and finding things out and maybe having to shift throughout the process. But our goal for the design phase is that we're able to make all of those decisions ahead of time so that we have the bandwidth to take on those surprises and brainstorm quickly with our team if we need to problem solve. But yes, by the end of the design phase, we have walked our clients through the selection phase. They kind of know where they're headed. If they've chosen to work with us for furnishings, we get started on that as well. So we're kind of at least one step ahead of the construction process the whole time so that we're not calling them on a Tuesday night, asking them to make a selection and having them lose sleep or, you know, be distracted from their everyday lives. We try to get all of that done in advance.
And our listeners may not believe that, but that does happen. There are other not PRD Custom Homes and Interiors, but there are other contractors that don't have their stuff together as well as you folks. And the tile installer, I've got them scheduled for tomorrow. You know, that does happen. And I imagine that creates a lot fewer headaches and problems for the homeowners and for the project in general.
Yes. Our job is to the amount of stress that we put on our homeowners. We know that they've hired us to take on this project for them and they want to carry out with their normal lives. So while, you know, the design phase might take a little more of their attention, we do it in a very intentional and organized way so that it's the least amount of pressure that we can put on them to make those decisions. And we're thinking of everything in advance so that we're not having to pressure them into not only making a last minute decision, but that also limits your options. You know, if you have a very special tile in mind, to use your example, and it's not available for, you know, several weeks or even months, thinking of all of this in advance avoids having to say no to those special features later on.
Yep. Here's an important question. Homeowners are notorious for not having the vision that building and design pros have. You as an interior designer and your partners as construction professionals, they're able to look at a set of plans and envision what everything's going to look like. But homeowners, it's such a, I know that when we built our home, that we had a lot of problems envisioning what things were going to look like. How does PRD Custom Homes and Interiors overcome that challenge of asking the homeowners to basically pick out and select all of the different finishes and so forth so far in advance, and making the right decision that will ultimately be part of their beautiful dream home?
It's definitely a process that we've honed over the years. It all starts with the design conception. If they're, you know, if they are building a home or doing a large addition, we're working from scratch where we can't even stand in the space at that point. So we rely, you know, we start with 2D plans and then we build up from there. We have a 3D rendering system that we use that's very helpful for our clients. I have to say probably the majority of our clients usually say, I you know, I'm going to need some help because I have trouble envisioning it, believe it or not. Yeah. And I always let them know they are in the majority at that point. Not everyone can, you know, envision everything all together. And that's our job. So we'll create mood boards for them as we pull these selections together. We'll put them into a presentation for them. We show them samples in person. We bring them samples that they can keep in their home and kind of play with and look at night, in the morning. And the 3D renderings are a huge help for our clients to be able to see what their spaces are going to look like, be it, you know, a new kitchen from a remodel or a brand new space, fully designed home from the ground up. So we have the tools to make it happen, and we change it a little bit for each client depending on what their needs are. Mm-hmm. And then for selections, they depend on us. So we usually start by doing some pre-selections for them based on conversations that we've had about what they like. Some people like to collect inspiration off of places like Pinterest or Instagram, and they'll share those with us. And then we kind of dissect those and pull together what we're interpreting to be their style. And, you know, if we're off the mark a little bit, we just keep working at it until we get the true idea and vision of what they're wanting for their home. And then from there, we're able to help them with those selections so that they're really happy in the end and everything is a cohesive design.
Cohesive design. That's an important phrase. It reminds me of oftentimes homeowners will they have different things that they like, different mm-hmm. styles, and so it's a bit of a challenge for you as an interior designer, I imagine, where you're the homeowner says, I really love the look of a barn door. Do you think we could put a barn door in here to separate these two spaces? And maybe the barn door works, but sometimes it doesn't. And how do you handle that when a homeowner maybe is asking for something that may ultimately not fit or may not flow?
Yeah. Some of our clients have a very specific feature or fixture that they might be looking to incorporate, and we'll build the design around it. There are ways to, you know, use an eclectic design to make that work. Other times the design has been almost fully completed and, you know, they are trying to fit that square peg in a round hole. And what I found most often is it usually boils down to something that they saw that they really loved, but didn't fully think about, you know, how it's going to look in their home. So helping them see their other options and how it flows with the rest of the space is really important. And that's where those, you know, we can do a 3D rendering or a sketch and help them envision what their other options look like and how it will be a more cohesive look. If they're sold on that one feature, then maybe we change a couple of other features to to kind of tie it all together and make it make a little more sense in that space. So there's a couple different ways to go about it. It kind of depends on what the client's priorities are mm-hmm. and how stuck they are on that barn door.
Yeah. This has kind of been my experience that it's sort of a gradual process of trusting the interior designer and what they're saying, and you know, there comes a point where the usually the interior designer has wowed them so much that they just they say, okay, I trust you at this point, you know, whatever you say goes. But how do you have you experienced that where, you know, at the beginning, maybe, you know, they may be hesitant to do certain things. Like, for instance, I'm looking at, the PRD Custom Homes and Interiors ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine. And, it's a kitchen. It's got, looks like some like, pine floors, with, you know, exposed knots and things like that. And most people would say, I've got wood floors that's enough. But in this particular
not this kitchen
in this kitchen, well, describe it for me. You could describe it better than I could.
This was one of our favorite recent projects. It was a full remodel of a large home out in Hollywood, South Carolina, and it was on a beautiful property. The clients have a very eclectic design style and amazing artwork. And we knew from the start that they wanted a lot of special features. They wanted a lot of wow moments throughout the home. So as you go through the portfolio of that project, you'll see things that you might even think they might be in different homes, but the overall theme of that home are the wow moments. And this kitchen in particular, it was very closed off. All dark wood cabinetry. It was, you know, dark cabinets, dark tops. Everything was just not very welcoming. And so we opened up one of the walls to create more of an open floor plan, as people are liking these days. And we added a lot of special features to this kitchen. We took a couple of chances with our clients. In fact, that kitchen has a brass paneled fridge. It's a Sub-Zero fridge with large brass panels as the doors. And one of my designers threw it into one of the 3D renderings that we were using when we were working through their cabinet package. And we sent it and said, let's just see what they say. And when we got on the call with them to review, the first thing they said was, tell us about that fridge. So that they are the client that's very open to new ideas. So this, you know, we kept layering things on, making sure, again, it's all cohesive and it works with the rest of the home and their style. But this kitchen has hand-painted white checkerboard floors over heart pine. Hardwood floors. We have brass and glass shelving to display some of their cookware. We have a custom painted brass and white vent hood with a greenish blue French range oven. We have wood countertops that were custom designed for this particular project. That brass fridge is the star of the show. And then, of course, we have a display cabinet that we lined with a cheetah wallpaper on the inside that's backlit. So it sounds crazy, but, you know, if you want to check it out, definitely go to our website and you can see it, because when it really all comes together, it's just this unique Southern home.
Yeah.
That has, again, a bunch of wow moments that really pull together to create a spectacular space.
Yeah, and I guess the you know, the average person might say you're painting a checkerboard over perfectly good heart pine wood floors. Why not let the wood floors speak for themselves? And that just seems like a big leap of faith that the homeowners had to agree to. And did that take much convincing to say, hey, we're gonna paint your wood floors, but not fully, just a checkerboard.
Just the checkerboard in that area. Well, so the story behind that is that we had that wall up between the living room and the kitchen, and it's a very large space. When we opened it up, we had to tie in new flooring. The kitchen floors before were just a large 24 by 24 tile, nothing special. So they wanted to pull all of that up and tie in new floors. Because all of the other floors throughout the home were, you know, pre-existing, we couldn't, you know, it's really hard to find that perfect antique match. Mm-hmm. We do as best as we possibly can, and we refinish everything so that it pulls together. But the kitchen didn't have as much character in the wood as the older hardwoods throughout the home. So asked us if there was a way to wash that.
To whitewash
it. And we went through a few different ways. I mean, quite honestly, I think the finish on the floors before we painted, it was an excellent match. And I think aside from knowing that space is a new space, you wouldn't really notice it. But they really wanted to do something artistic on the floor with one of our special finish painters. So we put some designs together, and again, we used 3D rendering to show them some options, and they loved it. We got very lucky with these clients that they were very open to unique ideas. Mm. We had some more subtle designs as well, but this is the one they chose to go with. They liked the classic checkerboard pattern in kind of a maximized version.
Well, good for you. I imagine. I think if a designer had suggested that to my wife and I, we might have heart attacks. and
not for you,
right? But you know, but that's a really good example of how the homeowners, how you built trust with the homeowners, and they ultimately, you know, even though you showed them how things would look with the 3D renderings and everything, you know, the end result was, I bet they just wake up every morning and just look at those floors and go, wow, I'm so glad I did that.
I think so. We've stayed in touch with them, and you know, every time we talk to them, they are raving about a new area of the house that they're getting to know, because they actually bought this house and then rolled right into design and construction with us. Mm-hmm. So they never really had a chance to settle into the home before we were tearing it apart. So, you know, I think now they're finding new spaces they love and, you know, really settling into each room and finding new ways to enjoy them and taking a look at all of the features throughout the home. But you're right. It's board and those bold designs, they aren't for everyone, and our job is to get to know you from the start so that we know what kind of style you have and how open you are to different ideas. And one of my favorite aspects of my job is that I get to work on many different designs. So, you know, I kind of fear the day that we'll be building a custom home for myself, because I really appreciate all different styles. So, you know, maybe we'll see a little bit of that eclectic design in our home as well.
Well, you just have to follow your own advice, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You mentioned that you do a lot of work with homeowners that are not able to visit the job site every day or every week. How is that accomplished? I've never envied someone who was making such important expensive decisions remotely, and you know, where you have to put that trust into the interior designer and the builder and architect perhaps. How does PRD Custom Homes and Interiors, how do you manage you know, keeping that homeowner from having an anxiety attack every day, wondering what's going on at the job site?
That is a very good question. So over the years, we have shifted, and I have to say the majority of our clients now are actually remote. They don't live in Charleston. And I think the ones who do end up not living in the home during, if they choose to do a large renovation, they end up not living in the home. So it's actually, just speaking to the client, if, you know, or speaking to any listener out there who is getting ready to take on a large project like that, it is actually in your best interest not to be in the home every day and seeing, you know, as I often say, seeing the painting being painted. Let's, you know, take a step back and look at it in phases. And because so many of our clients are either moving to Charleston or they are purchasing a second home in Charleston, such as a vacation home in Kiowa or perhaps an income property where it's going to be a vacation rental, they are carrying on with their lives in another city, in another state. And it usually starts with a phone call. And then, of course, an in-person meeting when you know, they come to town, we sit down, we go through the space together and really get a grasp of what they're looking for. And then we start developing the design, and it's all mostly done remotely. It kind of depends on our client's availability as to whether, how often they're down here. And we often get asked, is it okay if I'm not there, if I'm not able to be there every week or every month? I just finished up a project about a month ago where our client, we met with him once at the beginning of the project. He had a very, very busy schedule, and he came down once at the beginning of the project. We fit all of our selections that needed to be made in person. We fit it into a few days. It was a bit of a gauntlet, but we persevered. And we walk him through that process, get all the samples together. That's a case where making pre-selections for him is very helpful. Made all of those decisions. And then he actually did not see the project until the very end when we had already furnished it. So that is the extreme. But the most usual case is that our clients are visiting once every other month or so, and we plan those visits so that we spend time with them on the site, walk them through what we've been working on, show them any issues that we had discussed before over the phone, and kind of give them next steps. But on a weekly basis, we're updating our clients constantly with photos and videos. If something happens, you know, on a Tuesday, a pipe bursts or something, you know, catastrophic, we let them know right away. Otherwise, they're expecting a pretty regular update from us just about weekly. And then, of course, we use social media as well. And our clients love to follow, and they love to see their projects. The updates, we give them sneak peeks on there so that they can follow along. So we've really honed our communication process over the years, and I think that's the key to working with remote clients.
I agree 100%. Communication. If it's the fear of the unknown that usually freaks people out, and you know, it if they are kept apprised of everything that's happening, then, you know, you erase that fear. And going back to what you said earlier, I agree. It's not the best idea for a homeowner to visit the job site every day, because they don't see the progress, and Mm-hmm. You know, they would frequently will call the builder and say, "Hey, there's nobody working over here. We're ready for sheetrock. What's the deal?
There's a ding in the drywall. Okay, we haven't mudded yet, so it's all good. You know, we haven't even gotten to that point yet.
Yeah.
But it's so hard to be a client and seeing those things, and you want to say, okay, I think you have this covered. I just want to make sure." So we try to stay on top of those things so that they know that we see everything they're seeing, and we're staying on top of everything. We're pretty much, you know, on the job site every day, from the designers to the project manager to the of course, the general contractor and our construction crew. So we've got a lot of eyes on the project, and we all communicate really well. And then we have one or two points of contact for our clients so that they're not getting it from all different angles either. They're just relying on one or two of us to communicate updates throughout the process.
Mm. Yeah, that's great. Well, Caitlin, we've talked about some of your projects specifically, and I'm sure we've piqued some curiosity with listeners that might want to visit your website and maybe see your Instagram page and everything like that. What's the best way to get in touch with PRD Custom Homes and Interiors?
You can head to our website. It's prdcustomhomes.com. And you can also check us out on Instagram and Facebook. We are at PRD Custom Homes. Pretty easy to find. We keep everyone apprised of our projects, and we love sharing the latest designs and process along the way. So check that out. And if you'd like to have a conversation, we love chatting with you about your ideas and future projects.
And what does PRD stand for?
So PRD was our original name for our company, was Polished Renovations and Design. And we started that years ago. We kind of morphed more into custom home building and large luxury renovations and remodels and additions. So and everyone always called us PRD. So we shortened it and added the custom homes, and here we are.
Well, that makes sense. And anybody who is considering or thinking about a larger model or building a custom home, you have got to have an interior designer to help you with that. It's going to be one of the biggest investments of your life. And the good news is PRD Custom Homes and Interiors, they have in-house interior designers that can work with you. So you don't have to hire that interior designer. That's part of the whole process with PRD Custom Homes and Interiors. And we've been talking with Caitlin Irizarry with PRD Custom Homes and Interiors. Thanks so much, Caitlin.
It was great chatting with you, Tim.
And joining us now is June Teague with HLG Growers. How are you doing, June?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good. June, take a moment and tell everyone about HLG Growers.
Well, HLG Growers was started by Christian Teague about 20 or so years ago. It stands for Hickory Lane Gardens, because everybody's like confused with what the heck is HLG, but it's Hickory Lane Gardens. And that happens to be the road that he started the business on up in the mountains of Boone, North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
His family always vacationed down here in the Isle of Palms. And so his love for Charleston grew over the years. And then finally, he decided it was time to bring his business down here. And we have been in the Charleston area for probably 12 or more years. And then once his oldest son, Daniel, got old enough, he was brought into the business. And he is currently our lead estimator and designer. But we are a landscape, hardscape company, and we're very excited to see what the future holds.
Excellent, excellent. And 20 years in business, that's about how long we're going to be celebrating our 25th anniversary next year. So I know how hard that is to sustain a business. So congratulations on that. So
it's
summertime and the heat is rising. What are the best projects to tackle during this time of year?
Well, I am from North Carolina, and so I was in the Piedmont area, and it's definitely hotter down here, and I am not used to that. But unless you want to spend time watering your plants, this is the best time to actually do hardscape projects. Now, if you're anything like I was, because I did not, this was not my business. I married into this business. I sold diamonds. I didn't do landscape or hardscape. So when they talked about hardscape, I'm like, what the heck does that mean? And then when he told me what it was, I was like, oh, well, that totally makes sense. But hardscaping is basically walkways, driveways, patios, pool decks, any kind of concrete work. This is the best time for that kind of project, as well as artificial turf, if that's something that you're interested in.
Gotcha. And we have so many homeowners that are installing swimming pools in their backyard, and that typically triggers a backyard makeover, which involves hardscapes like patio areas or with a fire pit. That's something HLG growers can help with.
Absolutely. Fire pits, fireplaces. We do pergolas, and we also can do water features. So,
And the first time I heard the term water features was 20 some years ago, and I didn't know what that meant. What is a water feature?
It can be a large waterfall, not like, you know, God made, but a larger waterfall, or it can be a simple fountain, just something that gives you a little bit of water trickling, because there's something very relaxing about hearing that. And so it makes your backyard oasis so much more pleasant.
So I've seen HLG growers, you folks have had some really nice displays at our home shows over the years. And sometimes HLG growers will bring in like stacked stone and put it in kind of a rubber membrane that allows no leaks and things like that. And you do get that nice calming sound of the trickle of water and everything. That's the kind of the kind of water feature that HLG growers can create for a homeowner.
Absolutely.
Excellent. And especially you know, everybody complains about the traffic. If you're not lucky enough to live where you don't have that sound of traffic, and you know, in your backyard, a water feature can kind of erase the sound of an interstate whatever extraneous noise that you don't want. You've got that nice trickling water to kind of drown
Absolutely.
Out, right?
Just normal Charleston traffic, which I am getting adjusted to.
Right.
Apparently it takes forever to get anywhere down here.
Yeah. But oftentimes, you know, and I appreciate what you're saying. Hardscapes is a great way to a great project to tackle during those hot summer months. But oftentimes the hardscapes that someone wants in their backyard is coupled with new plantings and things like that. So like you said, they just require a lot of water during the hot months, but that's something that HLG growers works on every day, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we are more than happy to do floral landscaping. We can do plants, we can do flowers, blooming flowers. I would just really recommend that the client has an irrigation system in place. And if you don't, that is also something that we can install for you. But you are going to have to really water heavily in the beginning.
Right. We have a lot of newcomers to the area that maybe have never had an irrigation system. And so when if you're tearing up your lawn, if you're doing a backyard makeover, you definitely want to install that irrigation system, because without it, you're going to have your sod's going to die, your plantings that you spend so much time nurturing and everything, and so much money that you spent to have them installed, they're not going to thrive as well without a irrigation system, right?
Right. I mean, it might be a little extra to install that irrigation system, but it's better than just completely wasting the money that you just spent on this amazing backyard.
Yep, that's right. What if someone wants a pretty yard, but absolutely has no idea how to get started?
Well, that is why you call us. We will schedule a consultation with Daniel or Christian, and sometimes I come out as well. But we talk about your ideas, what you like, what you dislike. We look at your area and tell you what is going to grow the best in that place. You know, we have a lot of people that are looking for deer resistant or drought resistant, or, you know, they just have like a lot of extra water in their yards. So we just look at it and we talk about the best drainage solutions and what your best options are regarding your landscape or hardscape design to get you exactly what you're wanting, but to make sure that it's actually going to work in your yard.
Gotcha. So the homeowner doesn't have to come up with a plan. That was one of the things that really challenged me when we were looking to redo our backyard, was where does everything go? How do you plan that? Because one of the biggest mistakes that people make, and we may have some listeners thinking that, oh, I can go to the nursery and buy my own plants and plug them in the ground, one of the biggest mistakes homeowners make is planting. Putting in plants that are not appropriate for that particular location. They're planted too close to the home, and then they're going to grow. And you know, 5-10 years later, you've got this, you know, you have a problem more than than a solution, right?
Right. And then there's also, you know, you can go to Lowe's and go through the plant section, and they've got all these amazing, beautiful flowers, but as soon as you get one, not knowing what's going to grow, you've just wasted money by planting that when it's going to die, because it's not something that thrives in this environment. So it helps to have that expertise, knowing what is going to make it in this environment. Mm-hmm.
How does the process work if someone decides that they want to contract with HLG growers to do the work?
Well, after we have our consultation, the next step is we're going to estimate how many labor hours and materials that are going to be needed. We're going to take pictures of your property. And what we do is we create a digital image of what it's going to look like when it's finished. A lot of companies do this, but they will charge you. And this is something that we provide at no cost. It's ideal for simple projects, but it also helps with the larger ones too. We did one earlier this year for a client, and we laid sod and used ornamental rock, and we planted flowers and all that good stuff. And she was so excited at the end of the project to see that it looked so similar to the images that I had sent her. So, I mean, we understand the importance of seeing the project instead of just hearing about it. Mm-hmm. So we provide you with a fully detailed estimate, and then we work with you to get you on our schedule as soon as possible. Mm.
Yeah, that's very, very important to a homeowner. Homeowners, I've always been impressed with builders, with interior designers, the way they, and of course architects, they can look at a flat set of plans and they can envision what the final product is going to look like. But you show it to a homeowner and they are very, very challenged with trying to imagine the end result. And so you're able to, HLG Growers is able to create a 3D image of what the backyard will look like, so that you know, you can make changes before you start digging in the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. Because this particular client, when I showed her the one, she was like, "Well, I'd really rather have this kind of flower, and this is too much rock here. I want a different color." And you know, so I tweaked it mm-hmm. and sent it back to her, and then we got it exactly where she wanted it, and then boom, we were good to go.
That's awesome. Well, good deal. Well, how can a homeowner get in touch with HLG Growers today?
Okay. Well, it's pretty easy. You can find us online at hlggrowerscarolina.com. You can call us at 843-819-0955, or you can email us at hlggrowers@gmail.com.
Good deal. And that website again?
hlggrowerscarolina.com.
Okay, good deal. And you can always find HLG Growers within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on our website, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we have been talking with June Teague with HLG Growers. Thanks so much, June, and stay cool.
All right. You too. Thanks.
And joining us now is Matt Koster with Gotcha Covered of Coastal Charleston. How are you doing, Matt?
Hey, good morning, Tim. Appreciate having me on.
You bet. Matt, take a moment and tell everyone about Gotcha Covered of Coastal Charleston.
Well, Gotcha Covered of Coastal Charleston. We are a premier custom window treatment company. We sell shades, blinds, shutters, exterior patio shades, motorization, drapery. We're really a full service red carpet treatment service that gives the homeowner a different experience.
Gotcha. And I'm looking at your website right now, and first thing you see is a headline that says Custom Window Treatments, Exceptional Customer Service in Charleston. What makes your customer service exceptional?
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with my background, Tim. I have 15 years of past business ownership. I grew up with a small business. I've been in a professional sales orientation industry for a long time. And we really, the business I used to run was very customer service driven, very referral driven. So we are, you know, it's very important to me to have high expectations for professionalism, to communication, and really just helping the customer make the right decision and solve problems.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, what are some of the trends you're seeing with window treatments? Are people gravitating toward certain styles?
Yeah, here in Coastal Charleston, you know, there's always that love for the shutters. Plantation shutters are a big hit here. We can do them exterior shutters as well. You know, beyond that, you got a lot of options. So the beauty of what Gotcha Covered can bring to you is we have a full service of all the brands, Hunter Douglas, Alta, Graber, and they all have different price points, you know, and they all bring in the kind of their own spin on the fabrics. Woven Woods is a very, very big in Charleston here. It's, you know, got a kind of a beachy vibe, and there's so many different fabrics that are that can help kind of return some value on your home.
Can you describe what the Woven Woods look like?
Well, they can be anywhere from, they're just bamboo, or, you know, it could be like straw looking. There's so many fabrics, it's hard to even describe, you know, what they may look like, but you know, they're all handmade. Everyone does custom orders, and different fabrics have different materials that and different woods that they weave. So,
gotcha. I'm looking at your website now, and one of the things that stands out to me is, looks like just about all, including draperies and curtains, the blinds, the shades, the shutters, drapery and curtains, they all can be motorized. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. Motorization has actually become a lot more affordable these days. And really, it's an experience that a homeowner doesn't realize is you know, how much time they take, or maybe you're elderly, or maybe there's difficulty with how high the window is, and they've really gotten down to a price that can make it achievable that to make a motorization. So it's just about convenience. You don't have to do it in the whole house. It could just be one window. It could be one room. You know, so when we're thinking about motorization, it's just kind of like, you know, how much time are you going to spend doing this? What's the experience you're going to have with it while you're on the couch and you want to move down some blinds? And the affordability is actually not that bad, where it used to be a pretty expensive adventure. So the technology has gotten better, and they're now doing like Bluetooth. There's now cords or anything hanging out. You have to recharge these things one time a year, which is really not that big of a pain. There's no more batteries that you have to replace and the pain to go replace them. So it's really a great option these days for almost every aspect of what we sell.
So there's the motorized window treatments. You don't have to tear into the walls to run 110 voltage electrical and things like that?
No. I mean, if you are building and constructing, we can work with an electrician to make that happen and hardwire into the windows. It does provide a little more convenience, but you got to start looking at evaluating the cost of the electrician versus, you know, these other alternatives with just Bluetooth and recharging once a year. Minor inconvenience, but if you're already built, we can still get you motorized. That could be through your phone, could be a remote, and it could just be an easy wand that just connects to the window treatment that just is simple, and it's still hand. You have to walk up to it, but it's easy for those bigger windows, or like I said before, if you're kind of if the elderly or just a difficult window to lift.
Gotcha. And what about folks that might have a second home in Charleston, and they or maybe they want to make the appearance that a home is lived in, even if you go on vacation, that kind of thing.
Great point. It's security. It does add some security. Also, energy efficiency. So, you know, if you are able to put your blinds down in a certain hour, a single day, there is some energy cost that you will see from it.
Excellent. Yeah, especially in the if your house is facing south, you're going to be getting sun pretty much all day.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Does Gotcha Cover, do you folks ever install different types of treatments in different rooms, or is it pretty much all the same throughout the house?
No, we're very custom. You know, I don't have a designer background. But what I do is I bring the options, we communicate, we talk about some pain points that you might have based on that room. And there's room darkening, there's light filtering, there's all kinds of options. And you could pick from a different vendor, supplier that I have for every room if you wanted. That is accessible, and, you know, might make our consultations a little longer, but that's what I'm here for.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Gotcha Covered?
Yeah, you can reach me. I'm on Facebook, Gotcha Covered, Coastal Charleston. Also our website, gotchacovered.com/Coastal Charleston. You can even book us online there for a consultation. I get back to you. I'm the person that comes to your home. You'll meet me every single time. You'll talk to me, and, you know, we'll be working through the quotes and getting you all set up. I'll be communicating throughout the process as far as when things are being delivered and coordinating install.
Excellent. Well, that's great. And so best way to reach Gotcha Covered, go online, do a search. Do you folks have a brick and mortar?
I currently work everything out of the home. We bring the showroom to you. If that takes a couple visits, but it really reduces our costs, which we pass on to the customer, kind of helps provide a more valuable product to the home customer at a more competitive price. We also have a phone number you can call and leave a message, or you'll pick me for booking a consultation. That's 843-913-8281.
843-913-8281. Okay, very good. Well, we have been talking with Matt Koster with Gotcha Covered of Coastal Charleston. Thanks so much, Matt.
Hey, thanks, Tim.
talking about a home. You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured in today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in again next week.